This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday. Woo-hoo. Hey, everybody. Oh, somebody's mic is on the little phone call we got going where we can see each other. Good morning.
That would have been me.
Good morning, everybody.
Darn it all, Vinny. How are you?
I'm good. I had another day in quarantine yesterday. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I did too. Hey, You know who's sort of least in quarantine among us is Nicole. I was actually wondering, are there any other cars out on the road when you're coming in?
No. Especially on the Bay Bridge, it gets a little weird because it depends on the day. But this morning, there was like nobody on the bridge.
Just
and I was
you.
Like, is there something going on? Am I supposed to be coming here? But yeah, it's interesting.
It's an eerie feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, especially when you come here when you leave the city around, you know, when we're done and I'm leaving, it takes me about 10 minutes to get to the Bay Bridge. It used to take me 20 to 25 minutes.
At least.
Yeah. I've just been hitting green lights all the way down.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
It's like you own the city.
I know that feeling as I've told you guys this before too. I've pulled up to go surfing and no one's out and the surf's pretty good. And I'm looking around like, I can't tell. Should there be a sign for sharks or something? What is going on here? Why am I? It's, I guess, just soak it up, right?
Yeah.
I think clean drive in. That's
yeah.
a good thing.
And the thing that hits me is when you like look around and a lot of the storefronts, like every day there's a new storefront with boards on the windows. Yeah. So. That brings me back to reality.
And that's in the city, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
I mean,
makes
I've
sense, though. People don't want their crap getting looted.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen them deal also with just simply damage, whether that's paint or scratches. I told you guys I went for a walk. I don't remember when it was, but Macy's. Someone had dragged something, a knife, a key, whatever, all around their whole building. I guess, are they closed now?
Macy's?
Yeah, I mean like
that location, I think it's like closed, not just closed for now.
Right. But anyway, the people in the city that the up all night out there doing whatever.
Right. It's as it is when we drive in the morning, it's not the kind of volume that people are experiencing at say 7 o'clock. But to be alone on the Bay Bridge,
it's so weird.
So weird. Oh, my God. So, I mean, we have no end in sight, right? It's going to peak in about a week. And
they're
then...
saying so. They're actually saying in the news that some of the New York may have peaked and that California has done
a decent job
spacing with the spacing and stuff and staying home that we may be. It may not be as bad as originally feared. That's not a time that doesn't mean. I mean, I almost hesitate to say it because it's not. I wouldn't want people to think, oh, so we can come out. It's not what they're saying at all.
Right.
They're saying we're going to peak in the next 2 weeks. So,
and then hopefully they start working on an exit plan. You know,
like you know what I was tripping on. Bill Gates has spent. Have you heard this?
The money that he's
spending billions to hurry this vaccine process up.
Yeah, I didn't hear the number. I saw a thing, something with his wife, but that they've committed, just a giant portion of their money. But their whole thing is they're giving away half, right? Isn't that
right,
them
yeah.
and Warren Buffett?
It's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Oh, right.
And they're spending a lot of money to speed up the process. And his I don't want to call it an argument because there isn't one. We all want him to do that. But
yeah, thank you, Bill.
But
thanks,
his
Melinda.
Point is, you know, we'll save trillions on the economy and the trouble that that's wreaking on the world if we can get a vaccine for this sooner. So, you know, billions now saves trillions later.
Right.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for helping us save trillions of dollars.
Who knew the original nerd was going to end up being a guy in a cape?
Yeah. I mean, he's all along done. I mean, haven't they done a ton of work with malaria?
Yeah.
And, I mean, just all over the water and all over the world, they're doing good stuff. And frankly, the people who have all the billions, thanks. You should do that. That's mm-hmm. wonderful. How nice. That's a nice little bit of karma. There's a rich guy that I'm not like, oh, you know? Great.
Oh, I actually, as I was reading the story and I looked at his picture, I thought, I wonder if this guy's going to run for president someday.
He probably doesn't want the headache.
Probably not.
Those are guys who feel better just putting their billions behind someone and let's get the guy I want in there and not have to deal with the headaches of that. But that would be, would that be so far off the path now? I mean, now that we have the, you know, celebrity of president.
No. I mean, I think that they come from all walks of life and business and, you know, I mean...
Right.
I hate to compare him to Ross Perot, but he's a successful businessman in that sense.
Yep.
You know, Perot turned out to be kind of kooky, but...
I have $3 billion. What do you have? Nothing? No? I run a successful business.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, doesn't it seem like a businessman should do it? But instead we have these people who've just angled for political power their whole lives.
Did anybody... I mean, I guess you have to be of a certain age to know that.
But that was a dead-on Ross Perot.
That impression, but yep, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So yesterday, I started my Yahtzee career with a win.
Oh, how's Yahtzee? Oh, well, sure. I mean,
I got three Yahtzees in one game. Is that unheard of?
No, it's not, but it's great. And sometimes you've zeroed out Yahtzee because, you know, sometimes you have to enter a zero in, and then you start getting Yahtzees. I've had that happen where I get... You know, I put the zero in the Yahtzee to not, you know, because it's the least likely thing to show up. And then I wind up not being able to use it.
Oh, you're saying you have to zero it out because you didn't have anything else to score?
Right. Or, you know, you have to, like, make adjustments and figure out how you're going to use each role because you have to fill something in each role.
Right, right, right.
So, you know, so often you'll enter a zero somewhere or use that, you know, there's like a free roll or something, one of them that's... You know, the sum of any five dice or whatever. But three Yahtzees, like, sounds like you got the dice on your side, Ben.
I was, that cute little kid of mine and that wife, I crushed them. Just crushed them. Just
that had to feel good.
Oh, it felt fantastic.
Yeah.
And then I walked off. Another game.
Why would I taint my record?
Yeah, I just killed it. You go find
something
else to do.
What'd your daughter think of Yahtzee?
She likes it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, she likes it. Look, the truth is, and I don't know about other people's kids, my kid likes being with her family, so that's neat.
That's a kid thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a Vinny thing when he was a kid. Vinny
no.
wanted to be off doing his own, but that's for the most part, kids are like, you know, you've got a couple more good years before they start, you know, you're the main influence. It's when you hit about 9, 10, 11, 12, that's when the transition to my friends matter more. What my friends think and say matters more than you. So you've got like this first decade to really sort of form their moral base and you know, the Hassan family values, this is what it is. And then they have to frame the rest of their life around that. You really don't, you know, your scope of influence is shorter than you think.
Well, we're enjoying that. Standpoint. I mean, there's, like I said yesterday, there's moments of really neat times where we're just all laughing at sister or we're just having this great time.
I noticed she was leaving yesterday.
Yeah, well, you know, she starts breaking into things and you go, well, she's quiet and I guess I can clean that up in a reasonable amount of time. Do what you do.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
She got herself a suitcase. loaded it with snacks, I guess.
Do
I don't know.
You, young lady. yeah, so we're having those fun times. And then as I'm exiting the dinner table last night, Isla was trying to feed Edie. The missus goes, make sure you don't stab her. And the next thing I hear is baby screaming my oldest going, I didn't mean to. And I was just like,
you put it in my head.
Oh my God.
Fun times.
Full blown meltdown. The baby's screaming. The older one is screaming, I'm sorry. And the mom is going, I just told you not to do that.
And Vinny was like, is it bedtime yet?
It was bedtime. I was actually walking up the stairs as all that was happening.
Mm.
I can't contribute to that anyway.
I saw the scene you were talking about in Ozark, where the married couple is laying in bed facing each other, and it with all their baggage and all their brokenness.
And they're so broken.
And oh boy,
he's
extra broken. He's extra broken right now.
Right,
like, he's broken. That didn't seem pleasant. Turns out it was 5 days.
Yeah. Yes.
Yikes.
Well, no, so that's, I had this moment where I just thought, even in the best relationships, we're all so broken and we all have to work around all the things that screwed us up along the way. So weird.
Yeah. Well, that's why when you have the right partner, you know, you're like, I always say about me and John, like, we're pieces of a puzzle. Like, the things that are broken in me are okay in you, and the things that are broken in you, like, we, you know, we're there to hold up each other's little puzzle pieces. We fit together. Those are the good marriages and the ones that you you know, even though these two are just horrible people, really. I mean, just broken, desperate, horrible people. It's not like either one of them can leave. They're pretty much stuck with each other, so.
Oh no, they are. There's no question. But
that show, Ozark, is amazing.
The maneuvering around each other has been
Yucky this season. I actually sort of liked it better when they were united front, but I guess they needed this divergence to happen.
Well, someone is working her own plan.
Mm-hmm.
She's got I don't know what she's going for, worldwide takeover?
You know, I think that what she thinks she's going for, and I mean, when the kingpin screams the one thing at the end of I think she realizes, oh crap, I had no idea what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, just the look on her face as at the end of episode 5.
When is that where you're at? Okay.
Yeah. Why, where are you at?
Somewhere around 3.
Yeah. Where are you at, Vinny? How far did you get in last
night? I'm not
night?
Sure which one. I didn't watch any more yesterday. We're actually watching something together, so that's something.
Oh, what are you watching?
Ozark.
Ozark. So
haven't, like, I went to bed last night and there was no more watching.
Oh, that's true.
So I'm avoiding moving ahead with it since, frankly, we're trapped here, so.
Yeah, I mean, save it, you know, why rush it? Because then you just have to find another show.
We're having little moments of date time after the kids go to bed on weekends, so. You know, and the missus can break out her wine and whatever, you know.
Sure.
And I can break out a cookie without someone, you know, trying to find me or eyeing me from around. Like, it's awful to be. You can't eat around her.
Right.
So you just got to hide it. Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, that's really tough. And she's going to, I mean, the hardest part about the whole, like, restricted diet, and if this is something that has to go on through her life, like, she's going to have to be her own advocate. Like, you're not always going to be able to be there to control, you know, she's going to become an adult. And
she's been really good about it. But the truth is, yeah, I don't want to eat around her because I feel like an absolute creep. So normally, before we were all quarantined together, I could go eat somewhere. I could hit Whole Foods on the way home and eat whatever I want. Right now, I'm like, if I'm going to make mac and cheese, it has to be when that kid's in a bath.
It's the only time, because you don't, it's like rubbing her nose in it, you know?
Well, right. I don't want to do that. So, or if she gets on Minecraft, which we've been playing that a little bit, and she's much better at it than I am. I'm sort of just supervising. You should do this. As if I know. But anyway, so sometimes she's in there for a few minutes and I can eat something real quick. But yeah, that's... Date nights is when the dessert goes down, everybody.
That's nice. I'm sure you guys probably crave it, too. And, God, it just makes dinner so much harder. Like, it's just so nice to not have to think about it. And, ugh. You know, this is, I hope we can get this figured out.
Well,
I mean, right now everything's on pause. I think we're all just sort of marking time, waiting on all the things we want to do in our lives until this whole thing passes.
Right. Well, with concern to her, bless you. Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Don't worry.
No.
It's just my morning sneezes and,
you know, someone posted,
runny eyes.
My buddy posted, unfortunately, this thing has hit during whatever you want to call it, hay fever season. So I think every time I sneeze, I think I have a coronavirus meltdown.
And every time anybody coughs, like yesterday, I was, I have that faulty epiglottis and I'm always swallowing water the wrong way down into my lungs, which is not where it belongs. And so I started this hacking thing yesterday, middle of the day. And my kid comes running out of his room. He says, "Are you okay? What's happening? Are you all right?" I'm like, "Just a faulty epiglottis again, honey. Don't worry about it. I'm fine."
Was that right?
No, that wasn't right.
Oh,
he doesn't hear anything. He has headphones on and music cranked in his room all day, just like always. It's exactly the same for him now as it ever has been.
Well, there's no pressure on him to leave, though. He probably feels a lot more relaxed.
There isn't. And even his classes, college classes are online. We assume he's going to those. We don't, you know.
You guys honestly don't get to see him during the day at all? He doesn't come out for food?
He comes out for, like, to fill his water up and, you know, for food. Okay, you know, he's cute because he wants nothing to do with us, but he's like, "Hey, guys." And then he fills up his water, does whatever. He goes, "Love you." Walks back into his room. I'm like, "Love you too. See you at dinner, hun."
Wow.
I know. And then when dinner's ready, what did we have last night? Oh, John made baked ziti. It was delicious.
Oh, zucchini. I bet it was.
Oh, so good. So I go around the corner. I knock on his door. He's like, "What?" I'm like, "Dinner? You know, sorry to disturb you, Your Majesty." And when we were out the other day, oh, by the way, that reminds me. We were out the other day, remember, I was looking for headbands.
Yeah.
Which I, by the way, finished my last one yesterday. Like, I'm out of headbands. And now I'm going to have to do another elastic tour. Although I have some elastic on order. I'm fingers crossed.
You know, the thing is, you go out and then you restart the worry about whether you've been exposed or not.
I know.
I've been tripping because I have, just like you did, a little sneeze or a little. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
What's that? Is that the start of trouble? And then I'm back at my computer looking at, how does this start again?
Uh-huh.
I'm chomping gum. I can taste it. Thank God. I'm like, what in the hell?
I know. So, but anyway, everywhere we went, there were help wanted signs, and at the supermarket, there's help wanted. I'm thinking to myself, I should make that kid go get a job. On the other hand, I don't want him bringing that stuff into the house.
No. Now's not the time.
I'm really torn because, you know, now's not the time, but 2 years ago was the time. I mean, come on.
Well, what you should be doing is you should take the door off that room in his house and tell, or in his office room, and tell him it's going to take one full, completely finished record to get your door back. Finish a record that we can market and sell, and you get your door back.
We need money. Yeah, that's...
I mean, he's in there making music all day, every day, right?
He is, and it's, you know, I can tell that the boredom's getting to him because I've actually gotten to hear some stuff, which is...
Whoa.
I know. Mm. You know, you have to tread really lightly when you want things that he doesn't want to give. He's a tricky one. So it's been kind of cool. Like I was telling you, he's got that band that was already scattered all around, like the singers in San Diego, and they each contribute these tracks and stuff. And some of those songs are, I'm like, these are really good.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, his little pew 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 pew, like the old Yeah Right stuff that was all like electronic.
That's gone.
That's pretty much gone. Although, weirdly, he's found a way to work that in, and, you know, so they're modern sounding songs. I'm like, all right, great.
Well, I only pretend to be an artist, but and you can tell by my songs I'm inspired by nonsense. But I would think
there's an artistry to that, Vinny.
Sure, but I would think even artists who are getting to work, you know, sort of in a new way than they ever have, I bet, feel like, man, I'm finding out I'm more inspired by being outside or interacting with humans or right. whatever is the thing that makes
these
it
work
for them.
These four walls are not that inspiring.
I would think that you have a reserve filled up, but you probably at a certain point start to go, I need trouble or interaction or something to...
Maybe something to write about.
Dang.
Yeah. All right, we are at this point ready to go. Let's do this thing. KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.